Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. www.facebook.com.
Time to play Soundbite of the Week, the simplest game in radio. All you've got to do is listen and then vote. It's that simple. We have four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio to play for you. They're short, they're sweet. All you need to do is listen and then call us and vote or email us. Callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 31st, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Or email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. The rapidly dwindling supply of the LPR bundle package elements means that the LPR bundle package that we give away today is perhaps among the last that we'll be giving away for some time. It consists of an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, travel mug. Do we still have any bumper stickers? The bumper stickers are gone. And there are no substitutes. The best vote when we play Soundbite of the Week today goes, we'll get a LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one, Pastor Kirk Clayton on, is the papacy the only antichrist?
The papacy isn't the only game in town, and I think we could be equal opportunity accusers here. Is Joel Osteen corrupting the gospel and leading people away from Jesus Christ? When I hear you can go weeks on end and never hear Jesus Christ mentioned in his sermons, is Bill Hybels leading people away from Christ crucified when he refuses to have a cross anywhere displayed in his auditorium? Is Rick Warren leading people away from Christ? And if you're leading people away from Christ, you are anti-Christ when he is becoming so cozy with other religions and Muslims and maybe wavering on homosexuality. I mean, there are many, many people that are displaying marks of leading people away from Christ or opposing central doctrines of Christianity.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Be ready to tell us who you are. Which soundbite you're voting for and why, 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Pastor Clint Poppy, recently on the program, on a good way to get yourself in trouble in the church.
Many historians will tell you that what got Luther into trouble was not his emphasis on justification, not his rediscovering the priesthood of all believers or any other theological part, but when he was bold to say that it was possible for popes and councils to make mistakes. And the same climate exists in many church bodies. It's not just the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but it certainly exists here, that if you want to get yourself in trouble, all you have to do is question the authority of a particular synodical convention, a CCM ruling, or anything like this. And I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge there. When you question the authority of the church, that's when you get yourself in trouble. And what is happening is, and this is in paragraph 51 of the treatise, for when proper judicial process has been taken away, the churches are not able to remove impious teachings and impious forms of worship, and countless souls are lost generation after generation. What is the proper judicial process? I would submit whatever system of government you have, God's word needs to be able to trump everything else. Don't quote for me bylaws. Don't quote for me synodical positions. Don't quote for me resolutions that have been passed. Quote for me chapter and verse, quote for me, confessional documents which we have all together sworn to abide by.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Timothy Scharr, on the word sacrament.
Driving over today, there was construction on the interstate. And when we get to the word sacrament, I'd like to see a big sign, maybe dressed in bright, colorful language, saying God at work. Because in these sacraments, the baptism and the Lord's Supper, God himself is, so to speak, delivering the goods to us, his people. He's adopting us into his family. He is forgiving our sins. He's giving us eternal life and salvation. He is calling us his very own, who are deeply loved, chosen by him, and precious in his sight. We cannot stress that enough in the sacraments.
That's soundbite number three. And get ready to call, because here comes soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on why Satan can't accuse us.
When Jesus dies and spills his blood to cover all of our sin, and when he ascends into heaven with the victory of his cross, there's now nothing for the devil to accuse. It's as if Jesus comes with a tidal wave of his blood, and his blood so covers all of our sinfulness and so fills heaven that there's no longer a seat for the devil. The devil then, for the Christian, cannot stand and accuse us before God. Instead of an accuser, we have an advocate. Instead of a prosecutor, we have a defense attorney. Instead of the devil, we have Jesus there at the right hand of God speaking on our behalf. And then, because there's no place for the devil in heaven, he's thrown down to the earth. And it says here, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down. So now the situation is the devil's roaming around the world, trying to accuse us of our own sin, because he can no longer accuse us before God. But it says they overcame him. And this is how. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death.
So which will be the soundbite of the week? Soundbite number one, Pastor Kirk Clayton on Is the Papacy the Only Antichrist? Number two, Pastor Clint Poppy on How to Get Yourself in Trouble in Church? Number three, Pastor Timothy Scharr on The Word Sacrament? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on why Satan can't accuse us? 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the last day of July.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, July the 31st. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone calls get top priority in the votes. You can also email your vote to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's begin with Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, who was bound by neither time nor space in order to vote for Soundbite of the Week, but sent his vote as a recorded MP3 via email.
I'll be voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller's commentary on why Satan can't accuse us for two reasons. One, it deals with the concept of guilt in a biblical, Christ-centered way, a way that the Osteens, Hybels, and Warrens of this world choose not to offer their audiences because it isn't a felt need. They lead their flock to think they can do the works of God, but that true work of God, and God alone, is the working of faith in our sinful hearts. Two, this is a vote out of pity. Poor Brian Wolfmuller is always the bridesmaid and never the bride when it comes to playing Soundbite of the Week. And it just kills me to hear him sob about it on Table Talk Radio. We feel your pain, buddy.
All right, thank you very much, Scott. What about you? Listeners with the best reasons for their vote will get an LPR bundle package, an Eye of Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. pin and travel mug. Sorry, we're out of the bumper stickers. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Now, I know we haven't done this for a couple of weeks, so some people might have to wake up to the fact that we're doing Soundbite of the Week. Here's an email from Dave in West Virginia. He's voting for soundbite number one. He says, wow, what a lineup. Satan can't accuse us before God, though he accuses us to ourselves. Still, a terrible adversary, but Pastor Wolfmuller reminds us of his ultimate inability and would have to be really helpful to me and many people to have known this at various times in my life. Pastor Shar points to the very thing that moved me toward the Lutheran Church. The sacraments are real, and they are effective sacraments. Pastor Poppy, who is willing to get himself into trouble for his biblical faith, points to the heart of the matter in disputes within the church. But all things considered, I think that you have the most foundational soundbite with Pastor Clayton. Because Satan can't accuse us before God, he works with his spirit, with the spirit of the Antichrist that spurns us and accuses one another to elevate our pet projects above Christ. We see these many Antichrists that the word of God isn't sharp and powerful, that it doesn't accomplish God's purpose, and that the Word acting in the sacraments is ineffectual. That's true, Dave. In fact, it's not explicitly said that way, but it certainly is implied. He goes on to say that we see the spirit of Antichrist saying that it doesn't matter so much what the Bible says, provided we can find demographic information that will give us an infallible understanding of relevant missional thinking. There are many Antichrists out there. There are many Antichrists among us. We recognize them when we see them correct the pure gospel. We recognize them when they undermine the crucifixion and the resurrection. We recognize them when they fail to make a clear distinction between the true Christian faith and its imitators. A big round of applause came from West Virginia when we saw this week's lineup. Thanks to all at LPR and your guests for a clear emphasis on the truth. And thank you for your vote in West Virginia, Dave. This email from Michael in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My vote is for Pastor Poppy. That would be soundbite number two. I was reviewing this morning Dr. Wallace Schultz's casebook against Dr. David Behnke, and in it was the record of a conversation which Dr. Behnke refused to discuss any charges brought by the complainants until all the charges were dropped because he had received permission from his ecclesiastical supervisor, President Gerald Kieschnick. The complainants wanted to discuss the charges according to the Word of God and the confessions. It obviously ended in a stalemate. Well, that's a good example. Thank you very much, Michael, and thanks for listening in South Dakota. Jen in Detroit says, it's soundbite number four. This is a pastor, under-shepherd. Apply the gospel as a balm upon the wounded sheep. Thank you very much, Jen. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. This email comes from Deborah in Dallas. It was a tough decision between one and two. In the end, I have to go with number one, Pastor Clayton. He is absolutely correct. There are a host of antichrists, all vying to grab our attention away from the true Christ and his cross. I had a difficult time making a choice because Pastor Poppy described yet another antichrist that is at work in church polity and rung amok among us. Yet, one more attention-grabbing antichrist robbing believers of the peace and wisdom found only in word and sacrament. Thank you, Deborah, and thanks for listening in Dallas. This one comes from David in Kansas City, Missouri. I vote for soundbite number four. Satan cannot accuse us when our Lord covers and cleanses us with his blood. Jesus keeps us steadfast in his word, such that no other powers presenting themselves as quote-unquote gods can snatch us out of our Lord's gracious hand. Even when we get in trouble with the ecclesiastical powers that be, we stand assured that our Lord gives us his word to speak. His blood, together with his body, distributed to us, forgives us all sin. David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. Russell says, Pastor Shar's soundbite is the best. God is at work in the sacraments. What a comfort in him alone in Christ. Thank you very much, Russell. This email from Don in Junction City, Kansas, says, I vote for soundbite number two by Pastor Poppy. I know of several faithful pastors who have been put out of the ministry because they did not agree with the district president on doctrine. The district president was a liberal. I also know of another pastor who was told that if he did not support the Ablaze movement, popular in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, he would be reported to his district president. Very sorry to hear that, Don. Thank you for listening in Junction City. Still time for your votes, 1-877-623-6943, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, Colin Carroll Campbell will join us. We're going to talk about healthcare reform and life issues, especially the issue of abortion. And then we'll discuss creation, a less and less popular teaching among even Christians. Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, pastor of Living Word Lutheran Church in Woodlands, Texas, will be our guest. He's author of a Bible study titled Creation. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. What's the vote total in there, Jeffy?
Let's see. We've got the most votes so far is for number four. We just got a vote in, though, for number two, which ties number two and number four. So you can read that one.
Okay, there we go. So it's a tie between two and four. This vote says, rarely will anyone be burned at the stake for criticizing another faith doctrine, but it's almost certain to happen when you criticize your own. Thank you very much. So let's get a tiebreaker between soundbite number two, Pastor Clint Poppy, on how to get in trouble in church, and soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on why Satan can't accuse us. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Next week, we are going to launch a tremendous series here on Issues, Etc. That's going to run for 9 parts, I believe, over the course of next week and the week that follows on the Lord's Prayer. We're going to deal with all the parts of the Lord's Prayer from the introduction through each one of its petitions with the very best of the best of Issues, Etc. guests. That's next week on Issues, Etc. We'll have Pastor Will Whedon, Pastor Paul McCain, Dr. Stephen Hine, Pastor Bill Swirla, Pastor Peter Bender, Dr. Lawrence White, Scott Murray, all coming in for the series on the Lord's Prayer, each day a different part. All right, so since it's a tie, I will break the tie.
You don't have a choice. It's going to be four because it's shorter, and we're out of time too, if you chose two. So
No, I'm sorry. I chose four.
Oh, you did. Good.
I feel sorry for Brian Wolfmiller.
Oh, that's a good point.
Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on why Satan can't accuse it, and having won, why he can't complain about losing anymore.
When Jesus dies and spills his blood to cover all of our sin, and when he ascends into heaven with the victory of his cross, there's now nothing for the devil to accuse. It's as if Jesus comes with a tidal wave of his blood, and his blood so covers all of our sinfulness and so fills heaven that there's no longer a seat for the devil. The devil, then, for the Christian, cannot stand and accuse us before God. Instead of an accuser, we have an advocate. Instead of a prosecutor, we have a defense attorney. Instead of the devil, we have Jesus there at the right hand of God speaking on our behalf. And then, because there's no place for the devil in heaven, he's thrown down to the earth. And it says here, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down. So now the situation is the devil's roaming around the world, trying to accuse us of our own sin, because he can no longer accuse us before God. But it says they overcame him. And this is how. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives unto death.
All right, even though it was a tiebreaker, I got to make it clear, that wasn't entirely a pity vote, because that was an excellent soundbite. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller at his best, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and the winner of the LPR bundle package. It's got to be Scott from Oakwood, Illinois this week, because he found an inventive way of sending in his vote. He just emailed an MP3 to us. Any way you want to vote is fine with us. If you want to email it to us, if you want to record an MP3, if you want to just call it in, we're flexible. We're very flexible.
Somehow, I don't think the Wolfman will be satisfied because he tied. I just don't think that that's going to be sufficient for
him. Well, what he'll
do... He'll still be whining.
If I know him well enough, what he'll do is he'll be really happy for a while that he won Soundbite of the Week. And then it'll dawn on him that it was a tie and that Wilkin had to break the tie. And he'll be slightly crushed. But I know he'll survive. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll talk about healthcare reform and life issues. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.